Welcome to the Railway News Roundup, sponsored by CTM, the industry's first integrated competency management and training marketplace. The last pacer to carry Northern customers completed its swan song journey, having travelled from Kirby to Manchester Airport. The trains have been used for over 35 years of continuous service in north of England and clocking 3 million miles in the process. Chris Jackson, Regional Director at Northern, says having kept millions of Northerners on the move, it is time to give them a well-earned rest. Police should be called in to enforce social distancing on Christmas trains, Railway Union said last night, amid fears of travel chaos during the five-day relaxation of coronavirus restrictions. The article in the Daily Telegraph says with reduced capacity and holiday travel crunched into the period from December the 23rd to 27th, the RMT union said police would be needed to ensure people followed the rules. The paper says Network Rail and the Department for Transport hope to release Christmas travel plans this week. Passengers and freight customers will benefit from more than £16 million of investment in Scotland's railway over this Christmas and New Year. Network Rail will be working at dozens of locations to carry out vital projects to renew key pieces of rail infrastructure. Engineers will be relaying track, renewing junctions, refurbishing structures across the country, with work taking place in Glasgow, Edinburgh, Stirling, Perth and Inverness. Finally, and a record of new Metro drivers are in training at a new £8.4 million Nexus Learning Centre in South Shields. 30 recruits, Metro's biggest ever single intake of drivers, are among the first to use the purpose-built facility, which has opened its doors for the first time following the completion of construction work over the summer. Nexus has built the new learning centre to bring a wide range of rail infrastructure and operations training under one roof in a modern new setting. That's it from today's roundup. For latest in rail news, visit railbusinessdaily.com.